This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
Our beloved bookshop, Hares and Hyenas, has been celebrating its 25th birthday, and we've got Crusader Hillis in the studio. Good morning, Crusader.
Good morning, Taz, and good morning, Shannon.
And happy birthday to Hares and Hyenas.
Thank you. Yes, the official day was yesterday.
What a remarkable achievement.
It's pretty good, I think, really.
So in that quarter century, what have been some highlights for Hares and Hyenas that you can tell us about?
Look, I think just surviving in the in the area in many ways, and also moving just from being directly a bookshop. We decided long before we even, well, we actually only, we decided 3 weeks before we opened that we were going to also be a sort of like a cultural incubator as well as a bookshop. So we started planning events and also planning all sorts of things straight away. And so we've been running events for 25 years as well.
Yes. I didn't realise it. I thought that was a more recent development.
No. We've been doing it. For the Gay Games in 2002, we did 24 events in Sydney. We were asked to curate the entire literary and a sort of like semi-literary performance and also a bit of a cabaret performance for the Gay Games as their one of their major arts things. And then we've done stuff with Melbourne Writers Festival. We used to be invited to Mardi Gras every year to put on at least one night. And we used to also hire out lots of places and then put together programs of up to, 20, 30 events over 2 or 3 weeks over midsummer and things. But it's really only since we moved to Fitzroy in Johnson Street 10 years ago that we built a stage.
It's been 10 years already since you moved there. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. My life is flashing before my eyes.
And, so we put in the whole venue at that point and everything. It works out that we can have 80 people sit down. We've got really fantastic lighting system, a really good sound system and everything else. And we also employ just absolutely fantastic technicians and things as well.
It's a great space to watch a show because you're sort of in these comfy chairs. Like if you're lucky enough to get one of the lounges, you're surrounded by books. It's really cozy. It's
and
very
you have a
community
cafe as well.
Feeling.
We've got a cafe as well. Yeah.
And
a bar
lovely.
Also.
Oh, okay. I've never bought alcohol there. I have had coffee
there. I've had a beer
there
once, so I can confirm, yes.
We've had a full-time licence since 2012, and one of the special things about our licence is we're one of the few places in Victoria, actually we might be the only place, we're allowed to have unaccompanied minors up until 10 o'clock every night. Because when we went to the Liquor Commission, we said,
right, okay,
we need a licence which allows young people access to our place. They might not be in a position where they can be with a responsible adult. In fact, it might sometimes be better when they're not.
Yes, yeah, and so that you've created a safe space for young people that can participate in the community.
So sort of we had to become the sort of like de facto responsible adult in that situation, which is a...
De facto daddy. Yeah.
But, we've... Probably the highlights lately is we just won the Fringe Festival Best Venue Award out of 171 venues in Melbourne.
Wow, so that was for the recent Melbourne Fringe Festival.
Yes.
And what was it when you won that award? What was the feedback? Why were you guys so awesome for a venue?
I think the awesomeness came from the fact that we had 9 different shows, up to 2 a day over the time, and the artists who were performing there just gave the feedback to the Fringe administration that this place is incredible, like the level of support that we offer people, also the friendliness to the audience and the customers and the fact that we're completely disability accessible and a whole range of other things like that. I think, artists really like coming to our place because we understand artists and we let them do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Actually, that's really important.
Very cool.
So tell us about the
I'll ask the question because your mic's not on, Tass. So tell us, firstly, before we talk about what's next for Hares and Hyenas, what events do you have planned to celebrate the big birthday?
Well, we've just done 10 events which were funded by the City of UNESCO Literature City of, no, what's it called? UNESCO City of Literature Fund. They gave us some money to put on our events to do our 25th anniversary.
Mm.
And it all culminates tonight in what's called Ball of Wax. It's Ball of Wax, a silver edition. There's about 12 to 15 different performers and artists performing on the night. And we've got DJ Gavin Campbell all night.
Whoa.
And it's very cheap entry and everything else. And it's really, it's just about, please come along and have some fun and actually see where the business is. And
absolutely.
I think when you see that, that's where you'll see the future, because the future is keeping on selling books, keeping on supporting the community and keep on having these great events.
Yeah, so tell us so you've done 25 years. Presumably you'd love to do another 25 year more, and maybe not personally, but what's next for Hairs and Hyenas?
That would make me 85, I think. So
it's not impossible. Not impossible.
No, it's not impossible, but yes, it would be. It would might be a bit challenging.
Mm.
Well, what's next is I think we just keep. We keep going. We keep being part of it. We work. Mm. Just continue to do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But also, yeah, continue to be one of the few places in Melbourne which is actually reaches every segment of the queer community. It doesn't just have a particular
absolutely
approach. And also, we have more and more and more straight people coming and doing stuff at our place. And they're turning up
fantastic
queer events as well.
It's great. Really good work, Crusader.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Straighty 180s. But the range of books, you go in there and you just can't believe that the range of books that are available for the community. And it's you could just spend hours in there just flicking through the titles. It's so much fun to go in.
Crusader, you have to blame Roland for that one.
What about the impact of the digital age? What sort of impact is that having on you?
Look, it had a really big impact in a way. I think sometimes Facebook has more of an impact on people's reading habits than even digital books.
Yeah, I think you might be right about that.
And I think we're sort of like getting to the point now where we're starting to use social media a lot better to sort of like reach people. And I think that makes a difference. So your audience grows, but then it shrinks in the fact that people are spending so much more time engaging in those very tiny bites of information. And they're doing it, that, you know, people just have to check their Facebook every 25 minutes or maybe even more.
Some people more, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So that has had an impact. And also so did just book prices from America going up again at the moment has had an impact. But generally we just keep on trying to balance it out, and we're finding that there are more and more younger people who are really starting to read again.
Great. Mm.
And yeah, there's a switch happening back to books, yes.
Wow, like just, hard copy books, not yes, digital not books, just, hard copy.
I mean, people get sick of looking they get sick of looking at screens. So I think the sales of Kindles have dropped and all that sort of thing. People are going back to actual pages. And
I have to confess that I was given a Kindle about 2 years ago, never even took it out of the box. And I ended up giving it away yesterday.
There you go.
Bob, I hope you're enjoying your Kindle.
Oh, that's very nice present.
There's some gay markets happening today, aren't there?
Tomorrow. Yeah, it's a brand new initiative which was put together by Stephen Trosty, who's an artist who exhibits at our place quite a bit. And he just came up with this idea that he'd really like to have an artisan market with plants and fashion and everything else. And I think he's got 17 stalls up tomorrow morning.
And all queer kind of designers and sellers,
yeah,
I
look,
think.
They're not everybody's queer, and there's sort of we don't sort of have a sort of like you don't really have to have an identity card to sort of really do anything at our
You don't
place.
Check their gay card before they come in? Okay, all right.
But so I do know that there's a couple of people who are going to be who are not queer or not gay. But they've still got gay stuff for sale.
But they're local people, local business people, local artists. So it's just before Christmas as well. You can go down and support the big gay markets at Hairs and Hyenas tomorrow.
It's going to be once a month too on a Sunday.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's great.
Good,
yeah.
good. Yeah. Crusader, it's great to have you in the studio.
It's really good being here.
Yeah, it's you were a resident in this building once upon a time.
A long time ago, in a former
life when you were doing the also thing. Yep. But great to have you back here again. Best wishes with the future of Hairs and Hyenas.
Thank you.
And happy 25th birthday.
Oh, look, thanks so much for having us on. It's really important that we actually do get the word out there, and
absolutely,
this is a great way of doing it.
And if you've never been to Hairs on a Hyena, it's an experience to go in, because it is so much of a community hub as much as a bookshop, isn't
you,
it?
You must go.
You have to check it out.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.